Now, who yom it happened once that Reish Yarchev, it was Rosh Chodesh. The Yichlef law, bein Molei l'Chaser, but they made a mistake between a Chodesh Molei and a Chodesh Chaser. Rashi says, so Ru, they saw Toysa, she a Chodesh Chaser. It was an extra day to the month. The cover of the Yom Lamed. And they made Rosh Chodesh on Yom Lamed. And really the Chodesh was Molei. And therefore he held he was supposed to say Tachnun then. So they didn't watch him that day. And he could the army some say, Osa Einai. Some say a little different case was that Osi Oni the Koya Baba, a poor man once knocked at the door, Afikala Rifta, and she took out bread to feed him. And when she came back, Ashkatai the Nofla Lape. When she came back, she saw her husband, Reb Lezer, was saying Tachlin, fell on his face. Ormelech, she said right away, if so, Kum, get up, Kotlis Liachai, like your brother died. Now that my brother died. Now she knew right away that his tefillah would make it, that her husband, Reb Lezer, would die, her Reb Gamliel would die. Adoch, in the meantime, Nofik Shippur, Reb Esher Gamliel, came out the news from Reb Gamliel's house, to Shochet, that Itaka died. Ormelech, so now, Reb Lezer asked his wife, Minoya Das, how did you know this? Omrili, so she said, Kach mekablanim v'meis abi abba. This is what I accepted from my father's house. That kol ha-sharim ninalu. All the doors upstairs are closed. Chutz mishari yano. Only the door of people that were affected, that had a no, that were oppressed on this world. See, so you, Reb Lezer, was oppressed because of Reb Gamliel. He put you into nidui. So I know that your tefillah is going to help in Shemayim, that he's going to die. So that's how I knew that my brother died. Tana Rabban went like this. Haman es hager. Somebody oppresses, says bad things to a ger, over b'shloisha lavim, he's over three lavim. The alochitzah, you oppress him, or mana means you say bad things about him. The alochitzah, you work hard with him, over b'shnaim, you're over two lavs. Maishna for the Gemara Miyano, why do you say no, it's three? The chsev is shloisha lavim, it says three lavim. The ger loy soyno, v'chi yogur itcha ger b'yatzchem, loy toyno loy soy, v'loy soyno ish esam isoy. The ger b'chal amisiyu, ger is also b'chal amisoy. That's the three lavim. It says, Leuchetzanami Shloishek Sidei. Leuchetzan, not to oppress him, also says three times. It says, Veloitzuchatzenu, the ger leitilchaitz, Veloitil leikinoisoi. The ger bechlalhu, ger is bechlal that. So there should be three laws, not to act mean to him. Ella rather, Echadzev, Echadzev, Shloishek, true. Whether you talk bad to him, or whether you make him work, you do mean things to him, you wrote with three laws him. Tony will learn the blessed God loymem of the Mai Zero Torah the Lamed Vav Mekaymas. How come the Torah says in 36 places? The Yamrul and some say the Mem Vav Mekaymas in 46 places. The Ger, not to hurt a Ger. Torah talks about it 46 places. Mishum Mevnei Shesura Ra, because you have to be afraid if you say bad things to a Ger, he'll turn right back to become bad. So if was very careful, you have to be very careful not to say anything bad or to hurt a Ger. Because by doing something bad to him, he may cause him to become a rusher again. Now, Ma'adik said, what's supposed to say? The ger lo yisoyinu lo yisoyinu. Ki gerim ha'yisim beres Mitzrayim. Because you yourself, Klai Yisrael, was a ger Mitzrayim. So, Tanini, we learned. Rabbi Nosson Noemer, mum shebach, your own mum, something wrong with you, al teim alech avercha, don't say it over to your friend. Finally, the Yamrish, that's what people say. The zokav leis kifa bid yuskei, lo yneim lelechavre, zokav vintei. If somebody was hung in the family, the zokev leis kifa vidyute. In your family, somebody was hung. Learn English, not say to him, the chaver to the friend, zokev vinte, like a fish was hung up. Because any time you mention anything about hanging, you remind him that somebody in his family was hung. You're not supposed to say these things to him to make him feel bad. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, ein marvin peiris a peiris. If you sell fruits to somebody, Rashi's balabayis, shoyim a peiris saw the plan in imechlecho. A balabos says, listen, I'll sell you my apples from this field. And kach lekach soyin, I have 50 saws of peiris, I'll sell to you. So lochur is, lo yaven of a peiris saw the cheris. You're not allowed to mix up now fruits from other peiris. In other words, you're not allowed to gyp the person. If you told him, I'll sell you 50 bushels of apples from this field, you have to do what you said and give him these 50 bushels. And you can't mix in other peiris. Afilu chadoshim chadoshim. Even if the other peiris are also the new crop. The Yain Tzok Leiman, for sure you can't, Chadoshim B'Yishonim. If you said you'll give him old crop, for sure then you can't move in, mix in new crop, because the old crop is better. Rashi says, Shai Yishonim Yevashim, V'yesim Kemach Yesim in Chadoshim. Like by wheat, so the dried out wheat is better than the fresh wheat. So the guy says, I want to buy old wheat for for sure you can't mix in some fresh wheat, it's not as good. Now the Yemes Omer really was said the Yayin Hetiru Lariv Koshabrach. When you sell wine, you're allowed to sell hard wine into, mix in Koshabrach, hard wine into soft wine. What does that mean? Rashi says that Rashi says, Mifnei Shumashbichoi, because it only makes the wine better. Rashi says, Kosho Mashbiach Esarach. If you have hard, because it means strong wine, it's only Mashbiach, makes the softer, the wine that's not so strong, better. The figure, therefore, Posak Imai Rach. If I made up, I'll sell you soft wine. Marav Bekosh, I'm allowed to mix in some strong wine, because it only makes the wine better. But that's Katani, only the way it says that Kosher Rach, you can mix in strong wine into softer wine. But not the opposite way. Voloi Rach Bekosh, not soft wine into hard wine. Yeah, because that only ruins it. So that's the Bema Summer, really, what says the Mishnah says, that the yain, if you sell wine, Hetiru Larav Kosher Barach. The Vneshu Mashbrich, makes it better. Now, Ein Marvin Shomre Yayin V'Yayin. You're not allowed to mix in the sediments of the wine into wine. Rashi says, the Gemara will explain exactly what are we talking about. But I'm allowed to sell you, give you the Shemar of the sediments of this wine itself. Then the Gemara says, you can't take other Shemar from different wine and mix into this wine that you're selling. But the Shemar of this wine itself, you're allowed to give it to him when you sell him. That's part of the wine. Mishin Esarev Mayin V'Yayinoy. If some water got mixed up into your wine, is lo yimachrenu bechanus. You're not allowed to sell this in your chanus. Pruta, pruta. Yeah, you can't sell it in chanus a little bit at a time. Elim kein hoidi, unless you tell the people, notify the people. Like you can't sell it at the price of real strong wine, and really some water was added into it. Unless you notify the people that this is diluted wine. For learning the Tanga, the same thing, you can't sell this diluted wine now to the seller, to a wholesale man. Afofi shardil, even though you notify him and tell him that. Shein melel arama is boy. Because when he sells it to other people, he won't notify them. He's only going to jip the other people. So therefore, you're like Messiah, so you can't sell it to a Tanga diluted wine. Even though you tell him he added water. Because it doesn't help, he'll sell it on to the next person and not telling him it was diluted. Mokim shenogu lahatu mayim v'yayin. A place that the minig is, they put water into the wine, yatiru, then you're allowed to. Because when a person buys the wine, he knows he's buying wine that's already diluted. That's the minig hamokam. Rashi says, the chiva and shenogu, ain't come toys, there's no mistake over here. Shekol hayen is becheskas kain. Any wine you buy is becheskas that it's diluted. So therefore, there's no problem, you're fooling the person, jipping him, you're allowed to dilute, put water into your wine. Ha-tagor noito mehei gronois v'noitin l'toich megurachas. A tagor, the middleman, the wholesale man, he's allowed to buy like from five different gronos and put it all into one silo, into one pack. Right, ha-tagor, v'shakol yoidim boy shlegid l'vzdoisov. Everybody knows that the wholesale man did not grow the wheat himself. And everybody knows he buys it from different people. So therefore, even though he bought it from five different fields, he's allowed to mix them all together. Because whoever buys it off a middleman knows that it's made from different people. Now, hey, Gitos, he can make it from the five different wine factories. For those not take pita mech and put it into one place. Rashi Megura means oitze shaygrim by tzfuah. No, not that wine also. A place where they store the tzfuah, the wine. The wheat, I mean. Oitze shaygrim by tzfuah. Gurin u shadoshin vizurin by tzfuah. Gurin is the place where they dash, where they thresh it. Yeah. So the same thing, you're allowed to take them from five different places and put it into one place. But you're not being mischavin to mix it up. Rashi says, the kavona, like you can't like go around saying, I have the best peris here. I have the tfuah grown from the best fields. And then you yourself will go and mix in other tfuah into this bunch, that you can't do. That's called you dripping them. Now, that's the kid to this Mishnah, like the log of Isov of Noah. And now that drip fooled the other people. That's also called fooling them. That you tell them you're selling them the best, and you mix in other stuff that's not so good, that's also. Tana Rabbanan learned like this. Ain't Sach Lemmy, also tell me again, the beginning of the Mishnah was, that you're not allowed to be Marvin Paris me Paris. If I tell people I'm selling you apples from this field, or wheat from this field, I can't mix in wheat from another field. Now, Tomer Rabbanan. V'ein, so you have to tell me, Chadoshes Miyarbam, if the new crop is only like 4 saws to the dollar, the Yishonis, but the old crop, Misholish, is 3 saws to the dollar, so the old crop is worth much more. Of course, V'ein Marvin, if I tell you I'm selling you from the old crop, I can't mix in some new crop, because it's worth much less. Ella, but the Chiddush is, Afilu Chadoshes Misholish, even if the new crop is worth more, 3 saws, 3 pounds is a dollar. For Yishonis and the old crop, Me'arba is 4 pounds to the dollar. So the old crop is cheaper. Still ain't Marvin. If I tell you I'm selling you the old crop, you're not allowed to mix in from the new crop. Ain't Marvin. If they showed him right to the Yashnam, the person has not to make it the Yashnam. He knows what he wants. Rashid Mavnesha Ilu Dimeyev Shechadoshreis Ain't Mavnesha Ain't Tovis. Not quite as good as Yishonis. And because usually a person wants to let it, use it, let it store it away. That's why he pays a lot of money for the new crop, because he wants to store it away. But really, the old crop is better right now. So if somebody says he wants to buy old crop, he means because he wants to use it right now. If you want to use it right now, the old crop is better than the new crop. Therefore, you have no right to mix in the new crop. The end of summer really was said in the Mishnah that the yain, if he's selling wine, hatiru larav koshabrach. You're allowed to mix in some strong wine into the softer wine. But they should mashpichi making it better. Omer Rebbe Loza, Odo. Omru is said like this, that kol b'yemis omru, whenever the Mishnah says the Loshon of, b'yemis omru really was said, halochi. It means to say that's really the halacha. B'yemis omru, that's a shtaka Loshon, like saying, that's the halacha is this way. Omer Rebbe Nachman, Nachman said, ulbein agit shonu. This was said when we're down by the press, pressing the wine, that's where you're allowed to mix in kosher barach. Rashi says the mashpicha, because there the new fresh wine, if you add strong wine, it makes it better. Shetoysa zem zed, ferments one with the other. Finasim tam echo, next that comes into one taste. Avol yachar agitis, after you made the wine already, that the time the rech went in, then if you mix in wine, it's no good. So when do we say you can mix in the wine? That's only right away at the beginning. The Yidna, but now, the Komarvish Levin Agitus, that people mix up wines even after it was made. Amra Papa, the Yadi, people know about it. The Komachli and the Meichel. Therefore, you're allowed to do it. People know that they mix in wines even after it was fermented already. So therefore, people are Meichel. Rav Acha, Bred Rav Ika Omar, Homani Rav Achi. Goes to Rav Acha. Tatanya learned, Rav Acha mate bedovra nitim. Rav Acha is mate bedovra nitim. Rashi says, bedovra nitim, shodim toyim koidim shalokoi. If somebody tastes it before he buys it, the yochola havchin, shenisarav, and people could tell it was mixed in or not, so then you allow him to mix it up. Because you can't fool the people. Because if you sell them something that the people tasted before they buy it, so when the guy's going to taste it, he's going to know what was put in here. So therefore, you're allowed to mix it up before, because you're not fooling the guy. The guy for sure will taste it and realize what's here, and will only buy it if he wants it. Then the Mishnah says, if he ain't marvin, shemri yain b'yain. You can't mix in the sediments from the wine into the wine. But you're allowed to give him the sediments itself. Fred the Gemara, what's going on here? Well, I'm with Reisha, said on the Reisha, ain't marvin klal, you can't mix it at all. Master, if I sell you wine, it has to be pure wine. And then it says, no, I could give you the sediments. So what's going on? Yechitem, maybe you tell me, my noisim lo yeshmorav. What does it mean to say you give the sediments? To call Moidelei, that you have to admit to him that if you did it, you have to admit that you did it, then you have to tell him, to call Moidelei means you have to notify him. Hamidik Tani Sebsinta Sefer says, Loyim Machrena Bechnus, you're not allowed to sell it in the store. Elim came with you unless you notify the people. For Loyal, Tagun, you can't sell it to the wholesale man. Afal Pisha Medivan, though you notify him. That's the Sefer. The Sefer talks about you have to notify them. Mechal is approved the ration, our first mission here. Afagav the Loyma Dialoy. Even though you don't notify him, still you allow to mix the Shemarv into the wine. So if you sell somebody wine, you're allowed to mix the sediments into the wine. So it's a stira. First we say you can't, and then we say you could. So Mar says, Am Rav Yehuda Hochit Kamar. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Ein mi'arvin shmorim shel emesh v'shel yoyim.
You can't mix in yesterday's sediments in today's wine. But you're allowed to put in today's shmorim that you're allowed to. And Tanya Namiach, we learn like this also. That Reb Yudu Aimer, Hashayfa Yaren Harer, somebody sells wine to his friend. Hareza Le Yarev Shel Emash Bishel Yoim. You should not mix in yesterday's wine with today's wine. For Loi Shoyim, not today's wine, Bishel Emash with yesterday's. Because you can't put the sediments of yesterday into today's wine. Avomar Shel Emash Bishel Emash. But yesterday's wine, you could put in its sediments. Bishel Yoim Bishel Yoim. And today's, you could also put in today's. So that's Pshan the Bright said that if you sell the wine that you made today, this wine itself, you'd like to put its pits and shells into the wine. Then the Mishnah said, Mishnah Sarev Mayim Bienu, somebody added water into his wine, Harezali and Mechreno Bechanos, you can't sell it in the store, Elim Kemedi, unless you tell the people that it's diluted wine. Rava Aisile Chamra Mechanusa, Rava bought wine from the store, Mosge, and he put water into it, Tarm, and he tasted it. They heavy bossed him, he didn't like it, didn't taste so good. Shardel Chanutzis to send it back to the store. So Omalei Abaya, Abaya said back to Rava, V'anam Tanan, I will learn to our Mishnah, V'loy Letagar, you're not allowed to sell diluted wine to a wholesaler. Afa Pishardi, even though you tell him, because he may sell it to people thinking that it's pure wine. Omalei, so Rava said back, no, Mizgodidi made the idea. Everybody knows that when I have wine, I dilute it. So whoever bought it now knows it's diluted wine. Simur said to the Chitame, maybe you'll ask, maybe the storekeeper will add a little bit more wine, pure wine into it, and sell it to Terra's pure wine. Simken, he said back, Ain Ladavis, there's no end. If you're afraid of this, there's no end to it. What you'll be afraid of?
Storekeeper will fool people. So the kid said, when Rava took his wine and he diluted it, everybody knows that. That's the way Rava used to drink his wine. Therefore, it's okay for Rava to give this wine back to the storekeeper to sell it. Rashi says, Mizga didi med yediya. Shani nesu by my mom. Everybody knows I put a lot of water into my wine. Yes, therefore, if he gives it back to the storekeeper, it's okay. Everybody knows it's diluted wine now. But then says, Mokim shinogu lahato mayim biyayin atilu. If the places, the minigis, they used to put water into the wine, so you're allowed to. Tony, we learned, lo machtza, it depends what the minig was. If half was water, you're allowed to put half water. Lo shlish of only a third is water, you're allowed to put only a third. Well, the Revi'i, if only a quarter is water, that's so much you're allowed to put in. Like, watch this, Zakil, Kiminigam Medina. Yitomayim, Machsa, Machtim, and Shlish, Shlish. How much water they put into the wine of that Medina, that Makam, that's how much water you're allowed to put in. And Amarav, Rav says, Benagita Shano. This is only said, when could you add the water again? Only when the wine is fresh. When it's by the press. Fresh wine, then adding water won't ruin it. But if you let it ferment the way it is, and then later you add water into it, that's going to ruin the wine. Therefore, you can only add wine right away when you first make the wine. Ben Hagitos Shana. Now the Mishnah says, "We have Yudu Aimer La Yechla Kachenvini Kloyes Via Goizen Mutinoikos." You open up your own grocery store and you want to get customers. So Yudu says, "You're not allowed to give the kids nuts and Kloyes. Today will be candies. Can't give them roasted wheats. Mutinoikos. But they should magivim love Yesloy. You're causing them to come to the store." So it's like you're taking away business from the other store, so you're not allowed to do that. And now that it caused them to take them and get them away. The Chum say, let the other ones do it also. That's what we're asking. One storekeeper is not allowed to lower his price. He's not allowed to lower the price over the other storekeepers. He has to leave it by the general price. Because again, it's going to cause people taking away business from other people. Everybody will come to him. The Chomer and the Chomer say no. Zochel Atoiv, very good. The mouth is good for you. You make it cheaper for people. People start coming to you. Let the other storekeepers also lower the price. It's good what you're doing. Vaito lo yovar es agrisin divrei avishoyel. If you're selling these beans, you're not allowed to pure clean out the top beans. All right, turn over. Rashi says, grisin means pulling. Gerusas berechayim achas ashtayim, you like grind up the beans. So la yivras apsolus. But when they shemetov sheniris yofas sumal al demeyim harbei, midmei apsolus shenotum hem. That since you take away the psolus, you make it look beautiful, you can charge much more money than it's really worth. So la yivras agrisum dibri abashol. And now let up clean out the beans before you sell them. Vachom matim lechom say no, if you clean them out, it's okay. We'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Ulmoidim they agree, shela yivor miyal pi magura. You should not only clean out the top beans. You have a whole barrel of beans here. So the bottom beans you leave schmutzig and dirty. You only clean out the top beans of the barrel. You tell everybody, I have a beautiful barrel full of beans here. It's worth $50. Really, it's only worth $10. Because all the bottom beans are dirty. So you're not allowed to just clean out the top beans. That's called you're fooling the person. That's a toy, you're fooling the person. That's Gnevas Das. So, like Mishnah says, she'enu ela k'garnei v'sayin. You're stealing the eye. You're fooling the person. That's you're not allowed to do. Ein mafachsin lo yasodim. Not allowed to dress up a person. A paint up a person. So don't see what that means. Before it's Gemara. Lo yasodim ha'shed ever k'nani yoyim l'mchav. You want to sell your ever k'nani, and he's an old guy with white hair, white beard, you can't dye his hair black, or dye his beard black. As if to say, you're selling a young guy. You can't fool the people. And mafachsin lo yasodim l'yasabainam. You have an altar type to behema there, it's about to die, you can't sell him the face and paint him up a beautiful new behema. You can't do that. You have a broken old car, so you paint it up with beautiful silver, looks beautiful, and not the droppy, you can't paint it up. You're not fooling the people's neighbors that. Zotmar, my time with the Rabbanan, what's the reason of the Rabbanan? How come Rabbi Yehuda holds good that a chenvi, a new storekeeper, can't give out to the kids candies to make them come to the store? He's taking away business from the other people. So why did Rabbanan say it's mutter? The Yomalei, the Rabbanan hold that this storekeeper, the other, he'll say back to the other storekeepers, the Yomalei, Ano mefagino amguzi, I'm giving them nuts. The yat, if you have something, you have the yat, Paul Gishiski, give them something else. Prunes, Rashi, prunes. Give them prunes teeth. In other words, what do you want from me? I'm giving them candy, you give them something else.